Innisfail. The original flooring in the lobby of the 34-year-old Innisfail Twin Arena is finally being replaced. At Innisfail Council's regular meeting on May 13, a motion was unanimously approved to replace the lobby flooring at a cost $109,784.59. Money that will come out of the 2024 Canada Community Building Fund. Megan Jenkins, the town's community services director, told council the flooring is the original material that was installed when the arena was constructed in 1990, and will be replaced with a rubberized athletic product. Jenkins also told council that quotes for the main portion of the Eagles dressing room were also obtained, as requested by the hockey club. The cost of replacement would be an additional $13,732.23, she said. Council was told to move forward with the additional cost of replacing the Eagles dressing room flooring. The total cost would still be under the project's $130,000 budget, council was told. Jenkins told council the floor in Eagles dressing room was not replaced when the area was converted to a dressing room and is in poor condition. Following a cost-sharing agreement between the town and Eagles in 2016, a new dressing room was constructed at a cost of about $370,000. There was a discussion between the town and the Eagles at that time to leave the current flooring in the dressing room as it would save money, said Jenkins. Jenkins told council her office reached out to the Eagles this year to let them know the cost of the floor replacement but were told the hockey club was not in a financial position to move forward. Jenkins told council there is a lease agreement between the town and the Eagles that says the hockey club is responsible for the cost of any approved alterations or changes, with the town required to maintain the premises in a structurally sound condition. Town. Janice Wing said she did agree the town shouldn't be replacing the floor in the Eagles' dressing room, noting it was worn out and well used. Lacrosse uses that facility, not just the Eagles. It's our facility and I don't view a floor as being an upgrade or an alteration, said Wing. However, Cown. Dale Dunham had an entirely different view, and was concerned about setting a precedent when there is an agreement in place. We have agreements in place with clubs and our organizations, and if we continually forgive or make up the deficit at what point do we not do that, asked Dunham. If we're continually forgiving, forgiving and forgiving, then that puts a large financial onus onto us. Mayor Jean Barkley noted there was a motion on the table to approve the lobby floor upgrade, and proposed having a good hard look of the lease going forward. I don't mind looking at the Eagles lease, but I agree that we have a lease in place and if we are not going to do what the lease says then maybe that's not fair to other users either, said Barkley. Maybe this council isn't familiar with the lease, and maybe it would be wise to bring that lease back for review.